House Committee on Rules, Wednesday, May 18th, 1977, 4 p.m., Hearing Room D. The agenda is as follows. House Joint Resolution, 76. House Joint Memorial, 12. House Joint Memorial, 15. Senate Bill, 40. Senate Bill, 127. Senate Bill, 882. Senate Bill, 899. Senate Bill, 951. Senate Bill, 972. Senate Bill, 1047. Senate Bill, 1048. Senate Bill, 1066. Senate Bill, 1078. Drafting request, Representative Kulongoski relating to workman's compensation, Representative Stevenson relating to ports, Representative Crest relating to handicapped children education memorial, and Representative Crest memorializing Perry Bridges. Introduction request, Representative Blumenauer relating to municipal corporations, Representative Fadley relating to Yokina Head, Representative Frommeyer relating to emergency holds for mental illness. Proposed rule change, House Rule 815, discussion of committee work schedules, staffing, and conference committee, House Bill 2253.
No, oh no, no, we've been waiting for this bill.
Now, haven't we sent most other district-type legislation to intergovernmental affairs?
Well.
Are you teasing him or?
I think that Representative Wilhelms, if you would check, you'd find out that every committee has a bill relating to special districts.
Labor committee does.
Oh, we do.
We do?
Collective bargaining districts, haven't you seen that one?
No, but I wouldn't be surprised if I did see one. Would not surprise.
Special fire district, special school district?
That's right.
We're working on it, Gary.
Question.
Okay, the motion is to business and consumer affairs, questions called for. Is there any objection?
Yes.
There is an objection. I thought he was teasing all of that.
I think it should go to trade.
One, two, three, four.
I'm gonna ask the clerk to call the roll.
Grinnell?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
No.
Plungowski?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Motion carries.
Goodness.
Starting to sound like Sid Bazzit there for just a minute, Gary.
No.
Senate Bill 972, relating to compensation of county officers.
Intergovernmental affairs.
County officers.
At the request of Ralph Cronin.
I don't know. I don't remember this one.
Did you hear that?
I can't look at it.
Oh, this is Tax Supervision and Conservation Commission.
Question.
Okay.
Intergovernmental affairs.
Intergovernmental affairs and the questions called, is there any objection? So rule. Senate Bill 1047, relating to use fuel tax.
Could I ask?
You want to look at that for a second?
Well, I wanna ask why transportation and not revenue? Ask the staff.
I recommended revenue. The other half.
Ear to ear.
The guy won't talk.
Better get some signals going here. Okay.
I think we should keep them all together.
You wanna look at it for a minute, there's no motion.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd move that to revenue and school finance.
We better get David up here at the table.
Okay, the motion is to revenue and school finance.
Well, is this,
this is the $8,000.
This isn't a fundraiser.
This does not change the tax.
It's not a fundraiser.
It just changes the method in which the tax is paid.
I think it oughta go to transportation.
Yeah.
It changes the terminology and works, deals with terminology on trucks.
Yeah, I think it's more of a transportation issue than a revenue issue.
Well, all right. I've got, there's some bills in revenue, that deal with weights of trucks again and on a revenue measure, but doesn't matter.
Well, they're the fundraiser.
Yeah, it is. They are a fundraiser, but there are two that's to raise money on commercial vehicles. Commercial vehicle tax. Maybe this doesn't overlap.
This isn't a new concept.
No, I know. This just changes how it's collected. I have no objection if you wanna send transportation.
Okay, the motion.
Okay. I withdraw my.
It's been changed from revenue to.
Transportation.
Transportation. Is there any objection? So rule. Got you with your mouthful of coffee.
1048, where can we send 1048 to a committee that'll give it a good hearing?
It'll get a good one there.
Oh, okay.
Gary and I.
There's three of us on that committee.
You're gonna send it to trade, Martin. You're gonna send it to trade and economic development.
Right.
I get three of us on that committee too.
All right, labor.
Motion is to send Senate Bill 1048 to the labor committee.
Wouldn't wanna see one of my fellow committee members cry.
I wouldn't cry, Roger. I don't know how you would actually get out of the room, but. Okay, you've heard the motion, is there any objection? Hearing none, so rule. Senate Bill 1066.
Ways and Means.
Motion is to Ways and Means. Is there any objection? Give you a minute to catch up there. Trying to put an amendment in there.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ruled. Senate Bill 1078, relating to school district funds, bonds.
State governmental operations, Mr. Chairman.
I have a question on that one before we do that. When I look at the bill looks like it's dealing purely with education. I thought maybe the strategy was to not send as many bills to Education Committee with the idea of closing that committee down when I saw it was being referred to state government operations. But I noticed you sent another bill, Senate Bill 40, or we did, Senate Bill 40 to education. And this, again, is purely a matter of local school districts.
It has mostly to do with bonds. It's prime where it shouldn't be prime.
All of it's doing. I mean, I can be talked out of it.
Well, it passed the Senate 29 to zip, so it can't be a controversy.
It can't be a real problem. Controversy, yeah.
State government operations.
Motion is to state government operations.
Okay. Any objection? Hearing none, so ruled. Drafting requests. Representative Kulongoski. Goski? How do you pronounce that?
Mr. Chairman.
Relating to workman's compensation.
What you have is there's a letter here that explains the whole problem to you. I've been requested by some interested parties to have a bill drafted that would, in essence, prevent the interpretation now presently being given by the board of what is the so-called repeat violation section of the revised statute of the Oregon Administrative Rule.
You can't amend any other bill to do that?
No.
Do you know the situation that came up?
I'm sorry. I guess I should be a little more explanatory. What has happened in the past, as I understand it, is that the board has said,
if you have a company that has two plants, let's say there's one in Portland and one in Coos Bay, that if they're doing something in Portland, which the board safety people find is a violation, but that does not necessarily mean that that's a violation down in the Coos Bay plant. In other words, it's not treated as a separate violation in each different plant.
That was the way the board had an administrative rule to do that. All of a sudden, as I understand, last week, was it? The board had a meeting 2 weeks ago, adopted a rule saying that they are now going to treat those as repeat violations. And it's two violations instead of one. And I think it's a substantial change in the way they've done it. And as I understand it wasn't necessarily done because of the fact that they disagree with the way they were doing it previously. They have now concluded that they have no statutory authority to do that, and that the rule was inconsistent with the statute, and so they had to adopt a rule that what they believed was the interpretation given by the statute. So what we're going to do is they introduce a bill to have the Workman's Comp Board come over and either change the statute or, in fact, clarify to the people that are interested in this area exactly why they did what they did.
It really doesn't relate to workers' compensation. It relates to safe employment.
Okay, OSHA. It does. Occupational Safety and Health.
Question?
It was the Workman's Comp Board.
I move it be introduced.
Okay, the motion is to put a draft and introduction.
That's what I move.
Is there any objection? So ruled. Stevenson from the Trade Committee relating to ports. It's a request actually from the committee. This changes all bond issues under this issued under this section shall bear interest at 1% per annum fixed by ORS 288. If you're aware of that or not.
I would move that it be introduced, drafted and introduced.
Motion is for drafting and introduction. Is there any objection? So ruled.
I move the introduction of the Handicapped Children's Education Memorial to Congress as requested by Representative Kress.
Okay, you've heard the motion for drafting an introduction. Is there any objection? So roll.
Now, can I, before we make a motion on the next one, can I raise a question? Somewhere along the line, we've got to start drawing some lines.
Should I give him my proposal?
Representative Kulongowski and Representative Grinnell have a proposal for next session, but I'm not sure it will work this
time. Well, maybe.
Have them all in one.
One big memorial for everybody.
Simply eulogize.
Everybody that died in the previous biennium is hereby eulogized, except the following.
You got 5 minutes to get up, then you can go.
Everyone in unison.
We're going to supply photographers on the floor to have you photograph eulogizing whoever you want.
Whoever you want. Send to the family.
That's right.
Right.
It's either that or else put a charge of $25 to the member that introduces everyone. See if they're really serious.
Should we start with this one?
Hmm?
Yeah, we'll start
Mr. Chairman, there's got to be a little.
Oh, yeah. Harry's still alive. Just yeah. Because he quit the union.
Well, he's not from Oregon either, is he?
Well, yeah, he's not. He's from Australia, but he first hit the beach at Coos Bay. Just happened.
The problem we have is what does it cost to have a bill drafted and go through both houses? I don't recall the cost now. About $150, $175.
More than that.
We've done it in the past for people that have died, and I certainly, you know, commend Harry Bridges for the job he's done. But I agree with you, Roger. That,
maybe we could amend that into another memorial somewhere.
We could have put it in Matt Meehan.
Well, he could have mentioned it. Or well,
like
he was. Harry Bridges
like
was
it.
I move that we proceed to the next order of business.
Well, I think we need to establish
request. Do we need to know what they're
we need to probably do this one and then set up some strict rules about this. I don't know. We've talked about it before.
I think memorials ought to be for deceased folk.
Well. Wait a minute.
Well, people who win ping pong.
Yeah, I was going to say, because after
like
all,
that
that's
either.
Right. Yeah, well, trailblazers are about to do something great, and I certainly want to memorialize them.
Who introduced that?
It's not on the agenda.
Mm. Well, I'm not ready to do it yet until they win and pull it out.
Next week.
Right, after the next four straight.
Okay.
I figured it, Chairman, you want a motion to get this going? I would move the introduction of the drafting request of Representative Crest.
Okay.
Concerning memorializing Harry Bridges.
Those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no.
No.
It didn't make it.
Good takes four votes.
Wait.
Okay, motion
which
failed.
I would like to point out on record has nothing to do with my personal feelings about Mr. Bridges whatsoever. The principle behind it.
Don't worry. I'm going to tell that exactly to Frank. He's going to wonder why you didn't.
Okay. Representative Blumenauer relating to municipal corporations.
Frank,
those are in the back.
I don't see that.
It's behind the yellow page on the introduction approval.
I move for the introduction of the request by Representative Blumenauer relating to the municipal corporations.
All right.
Okay, you've heard the motion. Discussion.
Where is it?
It's right behind, it's just for introduction, so it says introduction approval, and it's right behind that yellow page.
That's, what do we, this bill seems to kind of go along with 2798.
I got it open. I'm saying, what's that?
What's that, Gary?
What, Mr. Chairman?
Did
you ask what
oh,
House Bill 2798 is?
No, he wanted to know how it went along with it.
Oh, well, I mean, it's a similar kind of bill.
Hmm. Okay.
Must be good then.
Oh, looks pretty good.
Carl's laughing out there.
Why do we have to introduce another bill? And you've got the subject.
It just says they can't levy any property tax.
I thought this was a part of a package that was originally supposed to be introduced in Revenue Committee.
It was.
It was? Is that what it was?
It got lost.
It got, but it was supposed to have been introduced some time ago.
I think we introduced, already introduced three that were sitting on the chairman of the Revenue Committee's desk for several months. This committee, one of the first actions we made to introduce.
Oh.
I believe that was for the counties, though. I don't think this one's for the counties.
I don't think it's the schools and communities on this.
Anybody move its introduction or not?
Yes, the motion was made to introduce.
I call the question.
Question's called. Is there any opposition?
Yes.
Okay. Those in favor vote aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed, no.
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 Motion fails. Representative Fadley's request.
Excuse me, Mr.
Chairman.
Chairman,
I have a question for the record.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I didn't get that last vote. Who voted nay? Representative Wilhelms?
Martin.
Martin. Thank you.
That was my question, Mr. Chairman. For the record, probably a roll call vote. I realize it's less expeditious, but to indicate who the yeas and nays are, not to be critical, Mr. Chairman, just mention.
Just want to get on the record. Right?
Yes.
For which ones? You want to say which bill? The longshoreman and the. Okay. We're talking about Representative Fadley's.
I move for the introduction of Representative Fadley's request relating to
some kind of
cleaning.
Yaquina.
Yaquina?
Mm-hmm.
He's just been giving me a lesson in it.
Yaquina head. Okay, you've heard the motion. Discussion? Is there any objection? So ruled. Representative Frohnmeyer's request relating to emergency holds for mental illness.
I move the introduction of that bill.
Do we have the proper...
It says just a summary.
Summary? Yeah, but that summary, I don't think, deals with relating to emergency holds for mental illness.
It says something about basic schools.
It says IEDs.
They do them.
Might I suggest that... We'll put that over tomorrow.
Let's double check. Is it the wrong summary? Do you know?
Yeah, it is.
It has to do with improperly employed certified personnel.
Yeah.
It looks like it is the wrong summary.
Just the wrong one?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's hold it over.
Hold over till tomorrow then. Got time to get that tomorrow's agenda?
We don't have a meeting.
Oh, we don't have a meeting scheduled for tomorrow.
Friday's
agenda.
There's no 7 o'clock meeting change.
Where's that at?
Right in front.
Good.
Little change. Where's the rule change?
Right in the very front. This is the emergency provision.
Mm-hmm.
So that the committee can also call an emergency situation.
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen is here to answer questions you may have.
Did they do the Dungeness Crab Commodity Commission yet?
They've combined it with the Sheep Commission and have it at the foot of the calendar.
And fleece the crabs.
Okay, you want to ask Kathleen some questions about this rule change? It simply adds the Speaker or the Rules Committee in paragraph one, paragraph two.
I move it be second. Adopted and sent to the floor.
Okay, you've heard the motion.
There's
discussion.
A typo on the second page. Not that it makes any big difference, but
yeah, we
got hung up on a typographical error the other day in the rules.
Where is it?
Middle of the page. If the House is not in session, I believe, the Speaker or the Rules Committee shall notify
the
members.
If the House, if not in session. Well, that's existing rule, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Okay, you've heard the motion? Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, so ruled. Let's see if the two of the staff people like to come up and talk about committee work schedules. When they're done conferring. God, we need to. We had a couple of collective bargaining bills to introduce, and you weren't here.
Yeah, we couldn't get the votes.
Can we adjourn now?
The staff are going to come up here and give us a report.
Where?
Which staff?
Who?
Oh, Joyce. Committee work schedules.
I might want to ask David to come up. Because
David, would you come up too, please? I'd like to point out that Representative Myers on the Judiciary Committee had asked for staff, I don't recall, what, over a week ago, I believe.
Well, Mr. Chairman, before we start there, could I move, get the last one out of the way, the Conference Committee on 2253?
I'm sorry, I didn't see that. Yes, it should have been moved up.
Mr. Chairman, I move for the appointment of the Conference Committee on House Bill 2253, Representatives Myers and Frohnmeyer.
That's 2253.
I have no idea.
You have the bill, 2253.
It should be in the conference committee section.
That's good news. Judiciary.
I figure with both of them on it.
Permits plaintiff to join varying claims against defendant in single complaint.
Question.
You don't need plaintiff.
No.
Is there any further discussion?
The Judiciary Committee.
Questions called for. Is there any objection? So rolled. Now we're back to committee work schedules.
The nice thing about conference committees, it has to be unanimous. They can't have a minority report.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Committee schedule. Are you going to pass out?
You
didn't I?
These are all mine.
Okay. Give us a run through here.
Yeah.
David. Your
status report. Okay, the at the meeting Monday with the committee chairman, there were several questions asked about the number of bills remaining in committee, which committees looked like they could finish the major actions they had remaining before them, and the question was asked what kinds of priorities were left remaining within the committees. This just sets down in a very short order what was initially proposed, and that was a target date of May 27th for the closure of most committee actions. It identifies committees that at least seem at this point in time to be fairly close to be completing their work. It identifies committees that have quite a workload left before them, and the major issue areas yet to be addressed by those committees. And then there are some recommendations based on the Monday meeting and some conversations with people in the committees on when we might be able to at least target dates for a close down and at least move towards a sine die time.
I would move for approval of sine die on June 17th.
Well, just skip that, all the rest of it.
That legislation which has not been approved at that date.
Carried forward to the next session.
That's right.
The sine die,
legislation is still in law committee, isn't it?
Where's the resolution?
It's in the...
It's in law.
Operations Procedures Committee.
It's been funded?
It was, requested draft and introduced, and I don't know if it's ever... It's probably back at the committee now for the next meeting, I suppose. We didn't want to send it out till you all agreed on a date.
Okay.
I'm kind of waiting for yesterday's ballot measure to see when that was gonna be.
Mr. Chairman?
Roger?
You want this as a single motion? I firmly believe that we have to give some direction to some of the committees, and I don't mean to slight any individual committees, but some committees canceled the meeting for the day because it ran a little in the afternoon and some things. There's nobody, there's some committees just aren't working as expeditiously to get it cleaned up. One of the problems I have with the introduction of all these measures, if those of us were here in 1973, remember, I'll never forget it. On June 27th, the House bill was read for the first time. And we'd all thought we were gonna be done 2 weeks before that, and here comes the House bill. So we gotta stop it somewhere. And I think we definitely just have to give a target to these committees to get moving. So I would like to move that this status report be adopted as a committee policy, subject to review by this committee on an individual basis. And if a committee chairman can come in and show us there's a reason that those committees must operate beyond the target dates, fine. Otherwise, that's it.
Question?
Okay, motion's made to adopt the status report with a review by this committee.
As the policy of this committee.
As the policy, yeah. Right.
Subject to review on an individual basis.
I don't think the rest of the motion needs to be added into the motion here. But I want to make sure all of you understand what you're, if you all read through this, mm-hmm. So you know what you're adopting. Mm-hmm. Okay, you've heard the motion. Discussion? Any objections? So rule.
Mr. Chairman, would all the committee chairmen be given a letter from the Rules Committee informing them of the policy statement of this committee? I don't want anybody to tell me in about another 2 weeks they didn't know that that was the policy.
I hope that included in here, and I think it is the fact that there's not an intent to shut one of the sentences I read, an intent to shut Senate bills off from those substantive committees where they properly belong. Because I personally would, at this stage, I'm not as optimistic as the drafter of this is, but I would personally oppose substantive bills that relate to subject matter within those committees that come from the Senate being shipped off to one committee. I don't think we're at that point yet.
So, Mr. Chairman,
you must be expecting something from this. That's what I want to hear. Representative Grinnell.
Yeah, I agree with Dick. However, I think, I hope it was the committee's intent when voting on recommendation 3 appearing on page 2, that the committee's listed under 1, that being the ones that are going to shut down first, says excluding some Senate bills that they will inevitably get by May 27. In other words, that's their date to shut down. Their normal business, with the exception of the Senate bills that may be coming over. And then it would seem to me, depending upon the substance of the bills, whether or not those committees might continue or even continue on a sporadic basis. That was what I thought was maybe the intent of that statement.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Well, the thing I have a problem is I think... I don't think there ought to be any House bills. I think we ought to say if you don't get your House bills out in a week from now or 10 days from now, that's where your problem is going to be, the fact that House bills haven't moved. But I don't want to see us pick 3 committees at this point and say all the bills are going to go to these 3 committees as has been done in the past. Yeah, because I don't think that's the proper direction.
Call of the House?
Yeah.
That's what
another discussion.
That's, you want to, we're there, aren't we?
Yeah.
There's some staff in the...
Oh, we're right. I would like to go on, but...
What's the staffing?
Well, Judiciary Committee needs another person.
Can...
We need,
Now, Hardy mentioned that he had somebody in mind. Can I ask if it wouldn't be possible, as an example, the Aging Committee clerk evidently is a very good clerk, and their load is very light, almost nil. Can we...
Elections is another one.
What?
Elections is another one, I think.
Do we have a breakdown of that?
Stanford, available.
We're under a call.
We'd rather go up before and then come back.
All right.
We've only got these two. We have a staffing problem with the, what do you call the desks outside in the offices in the three floors, too. And I think Clayton sort of talked to us about that.
All right.
Okay. Better come back. Shouldn't take that long.
All right.
Back to recess.
Back to staff.
Back to staff.
Well,
pardon.
I will. I thought the school should be covered by collective bargaining.
Do you want to reconsider? Let's talk about staff.
Okay.
Are we going to go off the status report that's going on at the committee? I just want to go on record. I've read the particular document, and I guess the thing is that I want to make sure of is that it's understood that it is not a hard and fast rule, and in fact, there may be some committees that we have to keep past that time period.
Mm-hmm.
The one particular statement that I am not in agreement with, and I just don't know, is that the last statement on the first page, it says trade and economic development has few priorities, but will likely become a repository for many Senate bills. That is not my position at all. And I want it understood that I'm not, if we're going to have to look for a committee for that, I've got some other suggestions.
Yeah. I'm not sure what he meant by repository is
okay.
Where you're taking it.
Well, I think that there are more balanced committees to be sending that legislation to if they're going to have that type of a hearing.
Hmm. Well, there's three that this committee have just impugned.
Now, if I were appointed to that committee, I could.
Yeah, if the membership of that committee could possibly change by
it is neither the Labor Committee nor the Judiciary that I think it would be appropriate other than Trey Deacon.
Takes four votes to reverse a bill. Right? Right.
You trying to tell me something, Gary?
Well, yeah. Let me explain one thing. That Trey does have staff of statutory. It's a statutory committee and it goes on. The staff doesn't cease. So there's no way we're going to shut it down anyway. So I think that's one of the things you have to also consider in keeping it going. I think the language you're talking about, we could change that. But
okay,
that committee, well, all the ag bills, for instance, could easily go there, coming over from the
Senate. Mr. Chairman, it's the general statement that bothers
me. Could I make an inquiry then? Now that we've adopted this or about to have adopted or whatever we've unofficially or officially done, is this going to then be circulated, I assume?
Letters to all the committee chairmen by their category will be sent to them,
for a long time. Because I would, like Ted, I would be more comfortable with the words, starting with the word but and ending with the word bills on the next two lines of page one were struck. I'd feel more comfortable with the document.
I would too.
Trade and economic development has few priorities left, period. Veterans measures can now be addressed.
Okay. Is there any objection to just changing that?
I was just taking the paragraph out.
Well,
Well, we need a statement here about trade econ.
Yeah. We've talked about everybody else. I don't want to make them feel bad.
No objection, so ruled. One committee that I had been considered to keep going was business and consumer affairs, but that's...
Yeah, I know.
How many, do you have a lot of bills left, or?
I have quite a few Senate bills that are either in the process of coming over or some, but I think that...
That's something you can come back to.
Yeah, I think on the basis of recommendations, I agree with the last recommendation, that they should still target May 27, and then if there's any bills or measures to keep them open or justify their existence, whoever's committee, let that occur.
Okay.
If they can get 4 votes.
Why don't we go on to the staffing personnel problem? So when it says, let's see.
The first thing you have is a request from the trade committee to upgrade the position of Debbie Bueller.
That's right. Debbie was...
Where are these requests?
So the one that says personnel has about 4 pages. Debbie, let's see, I can't remember the situation she was hired under, but it was, that situation has changed, and she is actually a position higher than what she was hired for.
Why don't you give me a statement of the position, the salary range she's in now, and the one that it's going to be?
Clayton could probably answer that off the top of his head, but I do have a salary range thing.
Because that doesn't tell me anything. It just says that she has been filling the position of committee assistant.
Urban Man. Oh, Urban Man's daughter, yeah.
She's going from 670, 640.
What's her current title?
Assistant clerk.
Clerical assistant.
640 to what?
640? And she, you want to reclassify her to what? Committee assistant at what range?
Range
14. What is the salary now?
807.
807? I would so move, Mr. Chairman, that you want me to put a motion?
Yeah, I want to clarify something first. Are we talking about from now on or just till the end of the session? That kind of bothers me. Are we adding staff onto that committee, permanent staff?
Well, she was working for trade, and my understanding is that she was committee.
So that means a session job then. When the session's over, okay.
Yeah, this is not the water law revision committee. That committee is going to operate through the interim.
This is Bragsdale's committee.
Right. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that Debbie Bueller be reclassified from a position of clerical assistant paying $640 a month to a position of committee assistant at a salary range of range 14, which is 807, and that the position is for the duration of the session only. Now, with that motion goes, a letter that I wish staff would direct to her when it does, that specifically that it is only for the length of the session, and the legislature or the rules committee is making no guarantee of employment past sine die.
That's the motion, and I'm going to make another clarification to that. The Water Resources Committee probably will be an interim committee, and that may go on then. But this motion just goes for the session.
I want her to understand that there's no guarantee of employment past the sine die, even if that committee continues.
What if the committee would shut down prior to sine die? Because of that letter, then would we be under an obligation to...
Well, I think it can be worded said to the termination of the committee's work or whatever it is during this regular session. Roger has talked about that before, and he has expressed a principle that I agree with, and that is that I think that we should avoid at all costs having to terminate these people prior to the session actually ending, if it's at all possible, by distributing them throughout the other committees and trying to have them pick up the work, and I think that's a good policy.
Well, is she going to be replaced in Trade and Economic Development?
I think they've already have a part-time clerk that's been put into trade, haven't they?
The committee lobbyists are both shaking their heads no.
Well, would she...
Oh, that's all you have? Is this you two and Debbie?
She's just for the interim. I mean, just for session. She's gone as soon as the interim starts.
The other assistant you have, who's that?
Oh, I have two.
You see how you get a straight answer out of them?
No, Debbie was hired for just the session.
I know, Debbie.
Any of that.
Who else do you have besides Debbie?
For clerical?
Yes.
Zero.
Who?
No, zero. No one.
No one.
Oh, I thought that was the name.
Yeah, so did I. You have no other help.
Barbara's zero. No, zero myself.
I don't believe you, Mary. So if we start giving you bills at the end of this, you know, from now on, you're going to need more help.
Don't ask questions.
Okay.
I can see where we're at, Mr. Chairman, but you just resolved my concern that I expressed earlier before Representative Williams got here, because now I have an excuse of why.
Okay. You've heard the motion. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ruled. You won't get lobbied like that.
Joyce, will you make sure the appropriate letter goes out?
Yes, sir.
On that, please.
The next request is for a House Judiciary Committee clerk, which Hardy promised me some documentation for, but did not provide it.
He talked to me on the floor today, and he gave me a request before, and he thought that was enough. He just caught me on the floor today and said that, so it should be coming. I'm sorry.
He has a person in mind. What was the name, Linda? Who is apparently helping out right now with the House Judiciary Committee on an intern basis. There is a possibility of transferring two half-time clerks and two half-time to his team.
Well, now, would the person that Hardy wants to hire from the Senate actually be a new employee then to the House?
Yes.
And you're going to violate your...
I'm not sure we should be hiring new people.
No,
I think we ought to be moving some of the people who are presently in some of these committees. Going to be... The aging committee clerk, I understand, is a very good, competent individual and has little work to do.
All of the people who have been on board.
Is it just a typing position?
It is.
That's all it is. So it's not somebody to catch up on legal background or anything.
Social services and education share a clerk right now that they don't need, and we could transfer them.
I would propose that Representative Myers be told the policy of the committee about transferring people within the House to the staff, and then suggest a series of people that need to be transferred and tell him to interview from that list.
Okay, and I think the Elections Committee, though we haven't received a written request yet, the chairman of the Elections Committee has some additional staff there, too.
Available,
yes. I don't think that transfer...
Well, the next one is transfer...
Well, you haven't seen my next...
We better... I'm getting a step ahead of you. I better go back there and see. Okay, well, let's go through the other three here and then come back. Would that be okay then?
Well, what's wrong with...
We're just doing what I suggested, that they have a list of names from the House staff that can currently be transferred and are available, and giving those to the chairman, and telling him that he can interview from that list and to hire one of those people.
And come back for review to this committee?
Yes. Now, if he's unalterably opposed to the hiring of any of them, he can come and talk to the Rules Committee. But I think you better establish a policy right now that we're not going to hire any new people at this stage, and we're going to try to transfer from within the House staff.
Does that sound practical to you?
Question.
Okay, that's a policy statement, I guess.
Yeah.
And we'll be asking for direction from staff. So that will take care of item two, item three.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a matter.
So now we're down to item number four.
Did you approve item number three?
Mm-hmm.
That was covered by the policy statement.
Policy statement.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a list of who and what times and...
And if you've decided she's the one, she's the one.
That's right. Being the chairman of the committee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Request number four. Request for position salary change, Penny Roberts, who was...
So moved.
Is that the same salary range as the other position that we just didn't trade?
Yeah.
Yeah, same exact range?
Same entry.
807.
Is...
Give you a $37 increase. Bang.
Boy, look. Is there any objection?
Is it understood that that's exactly what... Is that, Clayton, is that right? The Penny's going to be going to the 807 salary range?
I don't know what a committee clerk's salary range is.
The beginning salary is 807.
I'm pretty sure it is 807.
It is.
We have a 770 range right
now. Okay.
If we want to go to the first step, would be
807.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I would move that the Penny Roberts, the Rules Committee clerk, be reclassified from salary range 13 to salary range 14, which is an increase from 770 to 807.
Thank you.
So, giving the receptionist and security staff, Clayton, do you have any? Oh, I see. You have one.
You've got six people who have terminated. There are two people now employed. You need one more on the third floor if you decide that you want to keep.
What's the name of the individual that was?
Cammie Shea.
And she's the one that we haven't hired because...
because there's no real committee approval.
How's the watcher?
That's a good
term. There's a whole bunch of
babysitter. Fourth floor baby.
George, how many were originally of the original hires that we made, how many of them are new? I mean,
all
quit.
All was my understanding. They were all Willamette students who all terminated when Willamette.
All
really? See, that's what happened.
Now, where is the source of hires coming from now that Willamette's closed?
Well, it's just nothing has been going on. We apparently now have two on the staff. And it's a question of how much, I guess, you want to expand that or replace those six mm-hmm. total that have left. So you have two, again, depending on how you want to split it up, remember these kids work part-time, so you've got a number of them that are really covering only three schools.
Do we have assurances, reasonable assurances from the other two that they will we continue employment past this, I mean, through the session.
Have you reviewed, I mean, is she qualified?
Her application is passed. Yes, she is.
Well, you know, okay, I mean.
You've reviewed her.
That application, I'll tell you about it, she's alive.
she
went to South Salem, so on.
Has she ever watched
she's
third floors before?
Big pardon?
I move that Tammy Shea be employed for the rest of the session as an evening receptionist, parentheses, house watcher, at the salary range of $523 per month or an hourly range of $3.02.
Any objection?
Range 4, step 1.
So ruled. No, we have three on the payroll now.
I want this signed, right?
Three.
We have three on the payroll. That's all we need, right?
Okay. Can we get by with three?
There's
three
one
full
more
time.
This pen.
She must.
Yeah, we've got one that wants to substitute only a Mary Allen.
Maybe we should.
She would
I
be
she's
just
one
if
pay.
Someone were
if
sick,
somebody else
isn't
there, she'll do it.
Sorry.
We've
all
who's she in the
awesome room for the chairman?
Oh, I'm sorry. So who everybody's parents are and everything. Okay, we have another one here that we'll just work.
She's the roommate of the one we just hired.
Okay. Okay, and Mary Ellen will work just to fill in when one of those
Cameras on.
Cammy, they're roommates, so the Cammy's got a date problem.
Cammy's got a date. Mary works. Should we have a backup for Mary if they want a double date and both of them can't be here?
Do all the members of the committee have to sign?
Okay, Chair accepts the motion on Mary Ellen as a part-time floor washer. Any objection? So ruled.
Chairman, I have a suggestion.
You have to sign it.
Yeah, besides signing it.
You need that pen again.
Pen here. Here, Chairman.
Chairman, I suggest the letters informing these people of their employment, too, if you're going to, in fact, send a letter, have the same disclaimer that Representative Kulongowski suggested as far as no guarantee beyond signing.
I would like to see that as a general policy and those kind of procedures of the committee.
Okay, I think that's understood. We don't need to.
The chairman of the personnel committee, I remember when we interviewed everybody, we made a conscious effort to throw that in with that statement only, because I do not want anyone thinking that there's any guarantee after signee die of employment.
Well, that's the way you should have just put down one then.
I hope you recognize the Rules Committee is into our supper hour.
Yeah.
Because there's no recess
for the Rules Committee members. Unless you
Mr. Chairman? Motion. Is that all personnel?
I believe that's everything we have.
I'd like to go back to a bill that we did not introduce. And it's the one representing Blumenauer relating to municipal corporations. The summary in here is incorrect in that it puts the emphasis on, makes it unlawful for municipal corporation to expend money or levy taxes unless they agree with collective bargaining. The measure summary is really fouled up. I haven't seen the draft of it, but this has to do with budgetary law and the requirement that school districts delineate their budget in such a way that it complies with previous law. Which is the Attorney General's opinion here, addressed Representative Kulongowski, explaining that. And I would like to move for the introduction with the understanding that the bill comes, well, I'll move to the introduction, but I want to make the understanding on. What's the matter?
I don't think you can do that because it wasn't on the agenda.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was on the agenda earlier today. We're just going back when we didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We didn't.
Well, I
want
to make it explicit to the committee. If the bill comes back and it's drafted so that it does exactly what this summary says, then I'm going to object to the introduction of it. But if it, in fact, does deal with budgetary law and only a passing reference to the levy, then I think it is something that should be considered. It was part of a package that was introduced 7 or 8 weeks ago, and it got lost somewhere.
Which bill are you talking about?
This is the one that's
the first
that
one.
Object, the measure summary.
Introductory approval.
The
first one.
The one that you pointed out.
Makes it unlawful for municipal corporations.
Yeah. He says that's wrong,
that,
though.
That summary is, as it's been explained to me, is incorrect. It's only a minor part of the bill. The bill has nothing to do with collective bargaining. It has to do with budgetary law and the way that school districts prepare their budgets in such a fashion as you can understand them, basically. The Attorney General's opinion points out that although the law requires certain things, it really doesn't require them to do very much, and this is an attempt to get them to delineate their budget in a ratable fashion.
Gary, the reason it's incorrect is that there's no discretionary power on the part of the school district of whether they comply with collective bargaining or not. They're covered by state law. I mean, it's not the same as city and county,
right,
because school districts are not home rule, and they're all covered, and I think it is incorrect in just reading it as to what it says it's attempting to do, that it already does that.
This says municipal corporation, though. It doesn't say school district.
Well, in what Roger said, talking to the same people that he talked to, it's not their intent to tie it to collective bargaining. It's merely for budgetary purposes of defining better what the line item budget is supposed to accomplish.
Okay, is your suggestion then to have it drafted and brought back here before it's introduced? Or are you...
Drafted and introduced, but then when it comes back here for referral, if in fact it turns out to be some kind of a big hammer, then I don't intend to...
Well, you haven't got any choice because you've got 6 days from that point to refer the bill.
Refer to the Rules Committee.
We can table it.
It may not get out
of
here.
It says we have to take action in 6 days. No, I'm not sure that's legal.
What's up right now? Let's get out.
Okay.
The Death with Dignity bill is up right now.
Okay, the first measure is before us again, then. The motion is to draft and introduce. Is there any objection?
Well, I'd rather see it drafted and brought back here before it's introduced first.
It is drafted. They're only asking for introduction.
Well, the summary isn't right.
Introduction is what I'm...
Introduction.
It is drafted, and this
okay.
is just a request for introduction?
Mm-hmm. Incorrect summary.
Then why can't we get a look at the bill before we vote on it?
Do you have the bill coming with...
I don't have the bill with me. It's back in the office.
Can we put it off for tomorrow?
Well, there's no meeting.
Oh.
There's four votes here to do it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand the numbers.
Clerk will call a roll, since there's some objection. I want to bring up one other one, too, after he's calling a roll. That's the last one. The last one there that we had the wrong summary on.
Trudell?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye. Third one.
Wilhelm?
No.
Kulongoski?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Motion carries.
Allegedly mentally ill person?
Yes, that's a proper summary. That is drafted.
House to whom are on the west side of the...
This is one actually for counties or Lane County. I'm not sure which.
Lane County.
Yes.
I move its introduction.
Question. Questions called for. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so rule. We're adjourned.
That's a good...